You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess. Yes, it must be Sunday night, and it is Sunday. It's Sunday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we are here at KLIF at the 570 Studios here downtown Dallas. And, you know, from last show, if you caught it, I know that it was Super Bowl Sunday, and that's asking a lot. I get it. Too bad my time schedule wasn't during the 30 minutes of blackout at the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, that would have been kind of cool because people could have listened. But if you didn't catch it last Sunday and you were watching the Super Bowl, we talked about the concept of frustration and regret and dealing with regret in our lives in the situation when we do or not do specifically things that we wish we would have done. And a lot of times we do crazy things, and you can explain that, I'm sure, in your life at one point in time, maybe on a daily basis, you might do things that you go, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I did that. But at the same time, you did it. And you can't say you didn't try it. And we were really talking about regret and the concept of if you don't actually try, you don't follow through with something, and wondering for the rest of your life, could it, would it, should it? And so if you get a chance, that show will be up online actually tomorrow on www.liveyourtruelife.org. When you get a chance, check it out. But tonight we're talking about a kind of a different concept. It's all in the same type of thing, but it's very different. We're talking about really the human condition. We as humans all tick. We all beat. We all move to a different drum. We all do our own thing. We all, you know, believe in our beliefs, have our thoughts, and really kind of go in a certain direction. And sometimes that direction can be very, very different from others. You know, for example, someone could be victimized. And I think a lot of people get victimized in their lives. We've all been victimized, I think, at some point, whether it was our parents or a teacher or a bully or somebody in our life that hurt us or put us in a bad position. But some of us deal with that differently. Some of us accept it, move on, deal with it. Some of us go through counseling. Some of us see a life coach. Some of us don't deal with it at all. And some of us decide that maybe murder or revenge is a good idea. And, you know, a lot of people would sit there and say, oh, well, I cannot believe that somebody murdered somebody. I can't believe that somebody took revenge on someone. But it's a human thing. Unfortunately, it's a primal instinct that some people have. I mean, we can go from that extreme to the concept of manipulation. We can move from manipulation to the concept of people gossiping about other people. Or you can even talk about people making judgments on other people. So tonight's concept is, where are you? Where are you in the human condition? Are you at one extreme? Are you in the middle? Are you at the farthest extreme where you consider yourself almost godly? So we're going to talk about this evening. We're going to start off discussing an interesting topic because on Friday, I think it was Friday, I was actually reading the New York Times, and they were discussing this recent case. And just to catch y'all up on speed on this case with, what was his name? Christopher Dorner. It's this a guy that actually lost his job. He was a police officer for the LAPD and claims victimization and is saying that, you know, he was actually kicked off the force for something that he didn't do. And they believe that he's killing people, cops in particular, to get revenge for his loss of his job and what have you. And I guess he wrote quite a long manifesto about it in his Facebook page recently. And joining us this evening to actually discuss this topic, which I think is a perfect person to discuss it, is the Vice President of the Dallas Fraternal Order of Police. And he's also a sergeant named James Bristow. James, are you on with us tonight?
How are you doing, Ashley?
Wonderful to have you on Perspectives. How are you doing this evening, sir?
Great. Nice to talk to you again.
Hey, well, it's wonderful to talk to you. I think that you really get this concept and can weigh in pretty heavy on this about this Christopher Dorner. I guess he comes from, Big Bear Lake in California. What are your thoughts on, I guess we maybe should, you know, get people up to speed. What are your thoughts on this particular situation?
From what I understand and from reading what he posted, he's upset over being fired 5 years ago. He made a complaint on his training officer for what he felt was excessive force. And apparently during the investigation, it got flipped on him, and he was fired for making false statements about her.
Okay.
Now, this was, like I said, it was 5 years ago. And I don't know if this has just been brooding on him or if he's just exhausted all of his appeals or what brought it to this right now in 2013, but it happened in 2008. But the first thing he did was he went out and he killed the daughter and the daughter's fiance. Now, the daughter was the girl was the daughter of his legal representation, his union attorney that helped him in his appeal. His complaint was that the union attorney was a former police officer and a captain and was big with all in with all the big wigs. And everybody that was doing the investigation was friends with the officer that he had complained on. And so he feels like he was done wrong.
Okay, so, you know, we talked about this earlier, and we were talking about the idea of victimization and how, indeed, I think all of us to some degree, whether extremely wrongly victimized or slightly victimized, that's kind of a circular argument, but I think everybody's had some sort of victimization in their life. Now, I understand losing a job that maybe you love and you care about, but at what point in time does it become, you know, revenge-type murder situation?
Now, his big deal is he wants his name back, and he mentioned how valuable his name and his good name was to him. I don't know how you get it back after killing three people, because he also went out and he has shot several police officers, killing one of them. He has declared unconventional and asymmetrical war on the LAPD. That was from his manifesto. And he knows tactics and he knows everything else. So he's going to be a hard cat to catch. But I don't know what drives somebody to the point that it's got to go to that extreme. Is revenge human nature? Yes, it is. But is human nature right? Just because something is human nature, does that make it right? And this guy has, you know, obviously, you know, taken it to the nth degree and is totally and completely over the top.
I agree with you. And I also want to go a step further. And I think you were kind of chiming in on this, too, is that I know that a lot of people now in this age and day believe that when somebody does something like this, they're crazy. But I really don't think that somebody like that might be crazy. I think that some people think that that's the right thing to do, almost, like they feel.
Yeah, I think that he thinks that he's doing the right thing, or he's doing the last thing that he can to try. And what's scary is I have people that have read this thing that he wrote, and are going, that they really feel for the guy and they understand why he's doing it. Those people scare me. You know, how can you understand taking it to that point? We have, you know, people all the time that are acting out, and I see it all the time in my business. But how do you say that you can understand when a man kills the daughter of somebody that he felt wronged him, that he goes out and that he kills police officers, and that he has made it a racial deal and told black, white, brown, and Asian police officers and went after each one of them for their race and what they were not doing for their race, and in his manifesto stated that each of them was high-value targets. That scares me.
That should scare. I think that should scare anybody that has some sort of consciousness. I mean, to me, I sit there and I get down on myself if I'm making judgment calls on people. I get down on myself perhaps if I'm maybe gossiping about somebody and I realize I got to stop that. That's not bringing me up. That's bringing me down. But to sit there and say I was victimized, and I have been victimized. All of us have been victimized, and I'm not going to go into that right now. But we've all had troubles. We've all had problems. I'm sure you have too, Sergeant. You know, and it's like you haven't sat there and turned around, though, and murdered somebody or, you know, hid out in a freaking mountain avoiding arrest while you're trying to kill as many cops as you can.
You know, and most people I know, they say, yes, I have been victimized. But revenge or getting back at that person is not the first thing on their mind. They just want to get on with their life. And I think that's what most normal thinking people do. However, I find in my business, and especially being in it for the last 24 years, and maybe it's just my jaded attitude, but normal people are getting harder and harder to find.
I agree with that, too. And my other issue I have with this is I really can't believe they're trying to make it a racial issue. I really can't believe that he's trying to make it a racial issue. I'm really kind of tired of hearing that.
We're all tired of it. And I can tell you, officers on all sides of the color line in Dallas are tired of hearing it. And most of us don't play that game. Most of the brothers and sisters that I work with, we're blue. And we don't see race, I hope. I think we are as a department and as a police culture becoming more colorblind. But I see oftentimes the community at large, the way that the United States right now is divided, is still divided very majorly along the color line. And there are some "I want to get back at you" issues among those on all sides.
I agree with that. And I agree that recently, especially the recent election, we've had to deal with that a lot too, being that a lot of people are trying to claim that, if you don't want him to win, then you are racist.
You're a racist. It didn't matter whether I agreed or disagreed with the politics. It has to be a racial issue. And that's the minority of people, but it's a very loud minority.
Yeah, they are very loud. It seems like certain people are louder than others, especially when they're advocating something that's just out of left field. You know, when it comes to this guy in particular, I mean, when you're killing people and you're hiding out and you're doing all this stuff, race should not even be an issue. And the thing that scares me, too, is that, like you said, people are siding with that, saying, this is something that I can see happening and I feel bad. It's kind of the concept when people, murderers that are in prison for X amount of time, and people write them letters, women write them letters or whatever, and they're trying to, they want to marry these people. I mean, that's kind of an interesting concept. The human condition is really interesting at that point.
You're getting into a whole nother side of psychology that I think that most of us that are rational people, or consider ourselves rational people, just don't understand. But I, and you and I have talked about this before. I want to have you come and ride with me one night, and I will show you a whole other side of human nature that is out there.
I will definitely do that, and that will be awesome. I would love to do that. I'd love to do a show live, actually, from the squad car.
That would be interesting.
That would be awesome, and I would love to do that. And I just thank you so much, Officer Sergeant Bristow, because we've talked a lot, and I know that in your job and in your career, you've seen some stuff, and there's a lot of words that can describe it. Unfortunately, we're not on satellite radio to say that, but at the same point in time, I appreciate you being out there to help us.
I appreciate it, and I love my city, and most of the people that I work with and work around, and the citizens of Dallas are nothing but nice, good, polite, courteous people, and I really appreciate this city.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sergeant Bristow, and I definitely do that ride with you, and we'll talk about that the week before we do it. I'll definitely talk about it on the show, and then hopefully we'll have some good footage and some live stuff from that so we can have that aired. I think that would be great.
That sounds good. I will talk to you later, Ashley.
Hey, have a good night. Thank you, sweetheart.
You too. Bye-bye.
So I think that was pretty awesome. You know, Sergeant Bristow weighing in on this had a lot of great things to say, and we're going to talk about that more in just a minute. We're going to take a break here. Stay on 570 AM. Stay on KLIF. You know, if you're on iHeartRadio, which is so cool, you just go iHeartRadio.com, go right there, and in the little space, put KLIF. Click on it. You can listen to us live there as well, and you can do that on your phone, which is cool, too. When we come back, we have a lot more interesting things to talk about. We're going to continue talking about murder, revenge, and the human consciousness and why we do what we do, so stay tuned.
The inspiration and clarity needed to achieve greatness, to defy life's gravity, and to ultimately succeed in your life's purpose is here and is ready for you to take the challenge. Author, speaker, and certified life coach Ashley Burgess has written Live Your True Life as a guidebook for charting a successful, fulfilling, and beautiful life. Begin appreciating each day in a way never imagined and call the shots instead of others telling you what to do. Live Your True Life is stacked with the proven tools that have helped and changed the lives of countless doctors, CEOs, Hollywood film and television actors. And it'll help you too. If you want to understand yourself, others, and get an upper hand in life, go to liveyourtruelife.org and buy this guidebook that successful people all over the world are raving about. Sold on Amazon and iTunes for both the paperback and digital version. Don't waste time. Pick up your copy of Live Your True Life today at liveyourtruelife.org.